You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Veichu elecha fara aduma. So the command is veichu elecha. What does elecha mean? Simply means toward you. So why it should be commanded as such that this remedy has to have some type of connection to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. It says veichu elecha fara aduma, and all the details that the fara aduma has. You notice on Shabbat, it says, take to yourself, Beichu Elecha. Why this command has relation to Moshe Rabbeinu? You understand the question? So now there is a story in Gemara of the Zara about Rabbi Ben Valanes and Rabbi Hanina Ben Taradion, that was Asara Arugei Malchut. Remember the story? Rabbi Hanina Ben Taradion is one of the sages that was tortured by Yavan. They wrapped him in Sefer Torah and they put a wet wool on his chest. And it's a story that Gemara Bazaar brings. Because he was involved to teaching people Torah. And not only that, the daughter was put in the jail. So Rabbi Valanes was his chatan. So now his wife tells Rabbi Meir Valanes, you should do something about my sister that was put in the jail. So Gemara explains that he went to the guard of the prison and he tells him, you know, I'm going to give you money, some you keep for yourself, and the rest you give to people that they have to release the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion. So he goes and release the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion, and he asks Rabbi Meir Valanes, so if they catch me, what I'm going to do? If they find out that I'll release the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion, I'm going to be in a big danger. So Rabbi Meir Valanes tells him, if you got caught, just say, Elaha de Meir Aneni, and then they leave you alone. So what are you talking about? You know, these guys are vicious people. And I say, Elaha de Meir Aneni, they leave me alone. So I'll prove it to you. So you watch me, you come with me. So Rabbi Meir Valanes goes to a place that there were vicious dogs. Have you seen vicious dogs? No?
Yeah.
No, they make you a sandwich right away. So he goes to them, and then just about that these vicious dogs, they're going to attack him. He says, Elaha de Meir Aneni, and then they go away. So the guard says, all right, it works. So he takes the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion out of the jail. And the money that he had was bribing the people. So when the money finished, so then they start, you know, coming and demanding money. So then they found out exactly what happened. So they take him for an investigation, and then he tells them what exactly the story was. You know, I was bribed and I let the daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Taradion out of the jail. So he was decreed to death. They were just about to hang him. And then
he says, Elaha de Meir Aneni. Then the rope was cut and he was saved.
So they ask him, no, how did you do this? So he tells them the story that this Chacham came to me and said, if you run into trouble, just mention my name and say, Elaha de Meir Aneni. And then you'll be saved. And then they come after Rabbi Meir Valanes, and he ran away. So now, we see the Gemara says that whoever that says, Elaha de Meir Aneni, and he has in mind the story that took place, that Hannah ben Eva Ananias was saved, then Hashem Baruch Hu is going to do Yeshuot for him. As there was a kupah of tzedakah, that people give money, and they would say, Elaha de Meir Aneli, and then Yeshuot would come for them. So now, back to our question. Here the pasuk says, Veyhu Elecha Fara Aduma. Rabbi Nechida, Alav Shalom says, what does it mean? Veyhu Elecha. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, later on, when they're going to prepare the remedy of the Fara Aduma, the only way that it could work, it has to be the way you made it at the first time. So Veyhu Elecha means that with your intention that you made it at the first time. So now many times people say the shame Yehud Ucham Berhu Shintel. הרן אנחנו באים להתפלל תפילת שחרית לדעת משה בן עליו שלום ולדעת להשפיב עליו שלום ולדעת להביא אלעזר בנו ולדעת רבנו עלי הקדוש. You heard people say that?
No.
Well, you sometimes once a year when they do התרת נדרים in the end, remember? When we do התרת נדרים, it says that the התרת נדרים that we did will be with the intention that Rashbi and Agazar Beno and Rabbi Yosef Karo, we mentioned there the intention that the tzaddikim before us they have. So what does it matter if you include your intention with the intention that they had in the past? Would it make a difference? Would it?
Yeah.
Makes a lot of difference. That means when you observe a mitzvah and you have in mind the way they did it, you include your intention with their intention, your mitzvah is going to be
double.
Okay. Totally different mitzvah. Some sidurim they have it, but many they have this minhag that any mitzvah that they do, any Hashem Yichud Hucham Yichud that they say, they obviously say that with the intention that some tzaddik have. Just like Rashbi Alav Shalom, Rabbeinu Ari HaKadosh, and so on. Why? Because when you include your intention with them, your mitzvah becomes in a much greater force. And that's what exactly Halav Hida explains. How come since we who are left now? That means that when you prepare this important remedy, powerful remedy, to be able to let Taher, to purify someone from Tumat Amet, so then you need a very, very special intention. And how we are able to create such an intention? Because the only one that knew how the Parah Adumah works, it was who? Shalom. Nobody else knew that how that the way the procedure takes place.
So he didn't show them. They just mentioned his name and they knew, or he didn't show them. He didn't show them how
to do it. No, Shalom. He did not explain to him how this works, because as the procedure went, the Kohen mitaher tameh, himself becomes tameh. Nobody knew how such a thing takes place. The only one that knew it was Rav Shalom. And our purpose to Avodat Hashem is that we should not observe the mitzvah, as it's called, Anshem Melumada. What does it mean, Anshem Melumada? Like a tuki. What is a tuki? Paraki. You tell a paraki Shalom, what is the answer?
Shalom.
You say goodbye? Say goodbye. You say, I like you, what does it say? So Chazal Shalom, I don't like you, what does he say? Yeah. So that's what the Tuki way is. That means it's a habit. But Chazal Shalom, do not want to observe our commands that we are told. Our Shacharit, our Mincha, and our Arbit, learning Torah as a habit. What does a habit mean? Have you seen anybody that attends the wedding to fall asleep? Chas v'shalom. 2 o'clock in the morning, he said, go home. What does he say? It's too early. Yeah. But have you seen anybody when you say the Torah to stay awake?
Never happens. Right? Hey guys, oh, another story. Yeah.
But here we see that the Avodat Hashem has to be with joy, excitement, hilahavot, that every Avodat to us should be for the first time. No, whenever you do something for the first time, how excited you are, then it becomes routine, becomes a habit. And that's what exactly the whole message that Harav Chida, Harav Shalom explained to us. They have to do it exactly the intention that you have. And this is Soil Abimei Balanes. The Gemara says, who were that give tzedakah and remembers the miracle that took place at the time of Abimei Balanes, that he saved the daughter of Abimei Ben Taradion, and the Shomer, the guard, was saved, then Hashem will bring him Geulah in any matter that he needs a Yeshua. שזכותו יהיה מגן כל עם ישראל בעזרת השם. נזכה להביא ישועות, שבת טוב ומבורך. אמן כן.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.